got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. A sad day in America. It really is. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you a follower or leader? Are you a follower or leader? I think I'm getting it a little bit. Are you a follower or a leader? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing anywhere in the world, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And or you can listen on your phone. Anywhere in the world, you can listen while it's happening by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Thursday already. And every Thursday, and because we love the Bible Thumpers, and we want to give them a little bit more time, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, a spiritual battle, folks. Good versus evil. There is a God, good, and there is a Satan, evil. And both dwells in you. If you have overcome evil, then God dwells in you. If you have not, then Satan dwells in you. And anger, resentment is evil. And it separates you from God. You will never know him. You will never enter into the kingdom of heaven within. As long as you have anger. You can pray, you can read the Bible, and not read the Bible, Quran, or the what's the Jew Bible called? Talmud?
That's one of them.
Talmud. What's the other one?
I think Torah.
Oh, the Torah. You can read those books until the cows come home. Or the Mormon Bible, or the Scientology Bible, or the Black Bible, whatever. But unless you forgive, drop the anger, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven within or above. It's not going to work. And I will. I didn't know if I did. I mention the Cash App super chat thing.
Yes, you did. JLP Cash App.
And
buy me a coffee.
I didn't mention that
on JLP Talk.
What? Yeah. I don't remember. But anyway, because I'm going to get to your super chat. I know we have a bunch of them. Unless your head is like really deep down in the sand somewhere, everybody know that Charlie Kirk was assassinated on yesterday while speaking at the university there at an event at the university in Utah. And it wasn't a shooting. It was an assassination by shooting. And I believe, I have no proof yet, but the person that did it had to be a perfect shooter. He had to, and so they said it was 200 yards away, I believe, from Charlie. He had to be very professional, like a real hitman. Because so far, according to the report, they have not caught the person yet. So that means that somebody may, and I don't know yet, may be helping him to hide and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. But it's a mess. It's evil. And when it happened, when I saw it, and it, online they show you exactly how the bullet hit the neck and blood just goosh, I mean, just everywhere. Charlie fall back, and the blood just everywhere. We're not going to show you all the bloody stuff, but it's just everywhere. And seeing that is different than hearing about it, really. It's a different impact when you see it than when you hear. It reminded me of the young lady from Ukraine that was, according to the report, was stabbed in the neck. And she didn't realize, it appears that she didn't realize at first she had been stabbed like that. And she held her neck there for a minute, then she tumbled over and died. Seeing that had a major impact. And it's evil. Both cases are evil. Done by evil people. That's not love. And in my country today, anger, evil. Resentment, evil, is pushed and promoted as necessary, as good. They lie to you and tell you that Jesus was angry. And they lie to you and tell you that anger, they have righteous anger. And emotional anger is not righteous anger at all. But you believe a lie. I can't convince you. No one can convince you that that's... You don't have righteous anger. You have evil anger, unless you want to see it and overcome it. So, and when I saw what happened to Charlie Kirk, it was sad. It really was. And I have met him over the years. I've talked to him over the years. I can't say that we were friends, but I do know him, and he seemed to be serious and legitimate in what the work that he was trying to do. I didn't realize how young he was. He was younger than Bond, my nonprofit organization, 35 years old, my organization. He was 31, I think, 33 or something. And I didn't know he was that young. And I didn't know he had a wife and kids. That's amazing. But may his soul rest in peace, and I wish his family well. 31 years old, had a son and a little girl. And he was assassinated, from what I know and heard, because of what he talked about and what he believed. And there doesn't seem to be any other reason, which is amazing to me. Really, it's touching that this happened to him. And it should not be happening, period, but it definitely should not be happening in America. We are a Christian nation. Where is the love? And the Democrats and the media and others, they've been pushing, since Donald Trump been in office, they've been pushing nothing but hate. Nothing but hate. Anger. Overreaction. And unfortunately, anger is being pushed as good now in America. Evil has played a trick on the mind of human beings like I've never seen before. At one point, we in America promoted love. Even when I was growing up in Alabama on a plantation, we were told to love one another, not hate one another. That there are good in some people, there are bad in some people, but we should not hate. And it didn't matter the color. That's gone now. Hate is promoted in the forefront of life. Isn't that amazing? Supporting evil. God said to love your neighbor as yourself, meaning don't hate. And when you don't hate, it doesn't mean that you're accepting evil. As a matter of fact, it's a perfect way of dealing with it by not hating. You see it, you understand it, you know why it's happening, but you don't hate because you will become like what you hate. Ain't no way around it. Whatever makes you angry and you react to it, it controls you from within, and it's in you. So I want to say to the people, I know a lot of you are angry and about what happened to the young lady in Charlotte, North Carolina, and now to Charlie Kirk. You want to be angry. I want to warn you. Do what you want. Don't be angry. Don't let other angry, evil people tell you that this is a time to be angry. It is not. This is injustice. It is evil. It's bad what happened to him, but you can't get angry. You deal with it without anger. Deal with it without the anger. President Trump had a perfect response, pointing out what's happening. The media and the radical left been pushing this kind of anger stuff. And young people, because they don't have, not all but most, don't have a sense of self-control, they think that anger, when they hear it in the media, they hear it on college campuses, they think that anger is fine and they're going to react to it and overreact. So I want to warn you, do what you want, but see it as injustice, and it is. It's evil, and it is. But you stay away from the anger. Do not get angry, because you will suffer if you get angry. It's going to hurt you because the anger will be inside of you, and anger is evil, and it's going to destroy you and make you do things that you'll regret later. So I want to encourage you, as bad as it is, and it is evil, do not get angry. See it for what it is, evil, but don't get angry. And then your soul will be at rest, at peace. But if you get angry, it's going to disrupt you, because anger is within. And is without, but inside of others. It's in human being, in human nature. And lately I've been saying a lot, encouraging you to drop the anger. Christ said, an angry person is a murderer. And he didn't just mean physically, but he meant of the heart, of the spirit. And you cannot trust an angry person. So I know how you feel. And don't go for revenge on this. Because if you try to get revenge on him or whomever did this, that doesn't mean you accepted it. The person should be caught and punished for what they've done. But don't you go for revenge, because it'll come back on you. What you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself. It come back on you. You affect yourself when you do it. Revenge only belongs to God. So I would suggest you not do that. Do what you want, but because I can't make you not do it, but I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you not to go for revenge. You will regret it because you're doing it to yourself and don't realize it. It feels like you're doing it to someone else, and in your mind, you are doing it to them, but you're really doing it to you. What you put out come back on you. So may Charlie's soul rest in peace. KCAL News. Charlie Kirk died Wednesday after he was shot in the neck while speaking at an event at Utah Valley University. Watch this.
His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever.
President Trump tonight on the murder of Charlie Kirk. The conservative political activist was speaking at an event at Utah Valley University when things quickly turned into fear and chaos. Kirk was answering a question about shootings when a single fatal shot was fired at him.
Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years?
Counting or not counting gang violence?
Right.
Kirk was struck in the neck and rushed away to a nearby hospital.
I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Utah authorities say the shooter wore dark clothing and fired from a roof on campus some distance away.
I heard a loud bang, which I figured a shot would be a little bit louder, but I just saw it hit him and then he like fell over and slumped down and everybody got down and was screaming.
10 to 20 seconds later, after I got done talking to Charlie, I saw that he was shot in the neck and that he was squirting blood everywhere.
Kirk mobilized millions of young Christian conservative voters with his campus visits and podcasts. Many believe President Trump won his second term due in large part to Kirk's close support. Lawmakers on both sides condemn the attack.
Charlie Kirk, he spoke his mind, and under threats, he continued to speak his mind, and I find that to be admirable.
We have seen this spike in political violence. We saw it in Minnesota. We saw it in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's got to stop.
Amazing. Pure evil. It's sad, too, that this young man's life was taken like that. And again, I've met him over the years. We've spoken at some of the same events. We've talked. And I wish him, his family, well. And may his soul rest in peace. It was an assassination. And it appears, and I don't know all the inner details, that it was only because someone disagreed with what he had to say. Can you imagine that people would want to hurt you because they disagree with what you say? And if you don't see the evil in that, why does it even matter what someone else says? Why do you even think about what someone else says? And there is a perfect way of, quote unquote, debating issues. And that way is neither agree or disagree. when you don't agree or disagree, you don't put your ego in it. You don't make it personal. But when you debate, try to prove your point, and the other person trying to prove their point, and the two points of views are different, it become emotional, it become evil. It become emotional, it becomes evil, and then you want to hurt someone just because you disagree. Just think about that. What sense does it make to get angry at someone else because they disagree with you? That doesn't even make sense. What does it have to do with you? Let them think what they want to think. And they have a right to be right or wrong. And you don't have a right to take it personal because you're going to try to hurt them. Learn by waking up and staying present with truth. Learn to debate without agreeing or disagreeing. It's emotional when you do that. It's personal. It's ego. Because one ego is just trying to disagree with the other ego, and then you fight. There's a way of doing this without being violent, really. Want to hurt someone. I want to, before I get to your calls here, I want to just play a few of Charlie's debate moments. Some people call them memorable. How do you say that? Memorable debate moments.
Memorable
debate moments. I don't know why they put these difficult words for me. Here's Charlie discussing violence on political commentators from the left. Watch this from X.
I go around universities and have challenging conversations, and because that's what is so important to our country, is to find our disagreements respectfully, because when people stop talking, that's when violence happens.
I've never seen someone do this.
Well, it's a growing trend, because people like me are facing violence, assault, the left. Yes, the campus Antifa. I've been stormed out of restaurants. I've been assaulted publicly, multiple death threats.
So what's your goal in all this?
There's more people that agree with me than some people would actually believe, and they come out of the woodwork when I do stuff like this. We record all of it so that we put it on the internet so people can see these ideas collide. When people stop talking, that's when you get violence. That's when civil war happens, because you start to think the other side is so evil and they lose their humanity.
Amazing. Amazing. Here's his debating about, Charlie's debating about education. Why is this?
Dropped out of college. And what? Your highest?
Community college.
Sorry, your Harper College experience.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Barely was smart enough to make it through community college.
Okay. What are your qualifications for arguing that college is a scam, or really having any economical knowledge at all, when likely the vast majority of the students here know more than you?
Who's Milton Friedman?
I have no idea, and it's not important to this conversation. Same thing.
Who is John Maynard Keynes?
Obviously I know who Keynes is.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
He's the most famous economist of all time.
You don't know Milton Friedman?
I mean, that's an economist.
F.A. Hayek?
I don't know who that is.
You're right, I barely made it through community college because I was too busy, I don't know, starting a national youth movement with hundreds of thousands of members, raising hundreds of millions of dollars,
yes,
having a top 10 most popular podcast,
sure,
and reaching tens of millions of people online every day. I'm a job creator, entrepreneur, autodidact. Do you know what that word means?
Self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught. You know, you should probably learn that word if you're going to come up and insult other people's intelligence.
Hey.
So
you...
Amazing. Oh, amazing. I don't know why people think, when you go to college, to a college or university, you're going to come out smart, that it makes you smart. It doesn't. It dumbs you down. It really does. It doesn't help you at all, except build your ego to make you think that you're smart. But you're really dumb. It's amazing. And you pay out all that money, and they tell you that you're smart, and they give you a piece of paper, and you believe it. I wanted Jesus to go to a college. What university did Jesus graduate from? Here's Charlie debating about abortion on X.
It's wrong to murder a baby.
You're not murdering a baby. It's not a baby.
What is it then?
It is an embryo.
What species is the baby in the womb?
It's a human, but it's
therefore they should have human rights.
No, I do not agree.
Oh, so small humans, no human rights. Grown humans,
it's
human
not
rights.
A small human, it's an embryo.
It has a heartbeat. It has
that
brain
does
waves.
Does not make it a child.
The excuses given for abortion is dehumanization. Oh, it's just an embryo. Guys, that's just using different language to justify the massacre of something smaller than you.
Yeah. If I were to be pregnant right now and forced to have a baby, that would ruin my life. If I just happened to be pregnant.
Oh, you don't happen to get pregnant. It's like not like getting COVID.
I know how
okay?
it works.
You don't get the flu.
I know.
How about this?
Say
you
I
take responsibility
pregnant,
for your orgasms and
what,
stop eliminating people smaller than you.
So you're saying I should carry a baby and ruin my collegiate life?
How about this? Instead of saying ruin, first of all, babies are a blessing. Stop talking at them as if they're some sort of annoyance.
I will have to drop out of college.
Number two, you play certain games, you win certain prizes. If you're going to go have sex...
So you're saying I should drop out of college to support my child
no,
and supporting my life?
I'm saying if you're going to engage in coitus... In the practice of having children, you might end up with a baby. So know that. And guess what? You don't need to have sex before you get married. It's not like showering. It's not like eating.
Are you married?
Yes, with two beautiful children.
Wow, good for you.
I could tell you're not married.
Yeah.
How do you think having a baby will ruin your life? What life? You going to stay in college and have an abortion? Because you don't want to ruin your life. Kill the child for your own personal ego. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing, huh? It's going to ruin my life. You telling me to drop out of college to having a baby? What the... I told you, education ruins you. It doesn't help you at all. Zero. It doesn't help. It destroys. And the last song by, here's Charlie debating about reparations. Watch this on X.
You know, how do you feel about the black community receiving reparations?
I'm against that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why so?
So here's my view, and I want to hear yours,
okay,
which is that I did not own slaves, and you were not a slave.
Correct.
Right. So we are individuals, and therefore we cannot be held accountable or should receive something from something that didn't happen to us or something we did not do. Basically, what you're saying is I'm going to take money from Charlie Kirk for something he didn't do and give it to a group of something, to somebody of something they also didn't do. For what reason? How is that just? So what is a way that we could try to help all communities? Here's maybe we can find some common ground, right?
Sure, I'm listening.
Instead of reparations.
Sure.
Is that we need to break the cartel of public sector teacher unions and make it easier for people of all backgrounds, but specifically Hispanic and black individuals, to have a quality education. Secondly, we need to put fathers back in the home.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If we can find common ground on that, I think that would go a lot further than just giving cash for people that happen to be related to something that, evil that happened a little while ago.
You know, how do you feel about the black community?
Amazing. May his soul, Charlie Kirk's soul, rest in peace. Charlie's pastor says Charlie faced death threats, but wasn't afraid. When I come back from break, we'll play that, and then I'll take your calls for a sad day in America. This should not be happening in my country, but my country is gone because you've been taught to hate and not to love, to get revenge because you disagree. Quick break, back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, and I believe he has a guest. At the one that was supposed to have yesterday is on today. He thought it was.
He yesterday. Actually had him on yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
He had what on?
Dylan Burns was on yesterday, in fact.
No, he said it was a mistake for today.
I know, but then it was an on-the-fly change. He ended up coming on.
Really?
Yep.
What? He said it was a double mistake. So the guests were yesterday.
Correct.
Okay, no guests for the Hake today, but Hake is on at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I mean at 9 Pacific time, from 9 to 11. The Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. is on fire. And then make sure you check out Punchies TV, PUNCHIE.TV. I think we have a sign for it there. But Punchies TV. Brand new episode from yesterday that did a live Punchy on yesterday, so you can podcast. Isn't that Punchy over there? No. Oh, that's not, that doesn't say Punchy.
Oh, yeah, we
TV.
Do have the thing on the wall. Right. My bad. Yeah, you're right. We do have a Punchy sign.
What the? I'm looking at Punchy.
You're literally
but
looking
at it. But
you're
telling me I'm not seeing it. What the?
Don't believe your lying eyes.
I'm telling you.
That's like the government.
Oh. Amazing. So check it out. It was very, very interesting. Punchy.tv. All right. I want to quickly play you from Fox 11, a man, Charlie Kirk, considered his pastor, Rob McCoy, who helped Charlie from Turning Point Faith, aimed at mobilizing religious communities on conservative issues. Spoke to Fox 11 about Kurt's death, saying Kurt had no fear of death and was not afraid of the threats he received. Watch this from Fox 11.
Yeah, we actually spoke with the person that Charlie Kirk refers to as his pastor. He flew to Utah to be there with the family tonight, but we spoke with him exclusively just a little while ago.
A couple years ago, I met my now pastor, Rob McCoy.
The man Charlie Kirk called one of his closest friends.
Charlie didn't die today, he began to truly live. His heart was secure in Jesus.
Now speaking exclusively with Fox 11 from a hotel in Utah Charlie. The night of the assassination.
Had he ever expressed concerns about something like this happening?
Of course. He had a security detail He received death threats every day. This was obviously, at least from my opinion, a professional hit.
Please welcome our guest speaker, Charlie Kirk.
Pastor Rob McCoy routinely had Charlie Kirk as a guest speaker at Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Newbury Park.
Charlie called me his pastor. I preferred to be considered his friend and his biggest fan.
In your church.
Together, they founded Turning Point USA Faith to get church leaders more involved in politics.
Charlie fought vehemently, even for those who were detractors. He had them come to the front of the line. He protected their freedom of speech as well. Charlie was my friend. A coward took his life today. Those who couldn't compete with logic and reason used a bullet. And today, evil thinks it won, but it didn't. They just hit a hornet's nest.
Amazing, huh? Think about that. People threaten you and kill you because they disagree. And if you don't know, that is another example of evil. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you. There is evil in this world inside of human beings. Evil lives, and the evil own your mind, matter of fact. God owned the world and everything that's in it, but evil on your mind. Psychologically, evil on your mind. It controls you. You're not in control. You can't control it. It controls you. There's no such thing as, you can control anger. No, you can't. You're lying. How are you going to control evil? It pops up whenever it wants to, and it makes you say and do whatever it wants you to do. And when you say you're not going to do it, you're lying. You end up doing it. Because you're not in control. Here's one of the quick soundbites where President Trump released an Oval Office statement commemorating Charlie Kirk. Devotion to free speech. Watch this from Fox News.
Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died, the values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God. Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close. May God bless his memory. May God watch over his family. And may God bless the United States of America.
Amazing, huh? The president, Donald Trump, also called for an end to rhetoric on political demonization fueling violence. Watch this from Fox News.
Long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible. For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today. And it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others. Radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives.
Isn't it amazing to have such an amazing president in today's America? Donald Trump, a man of love and truth and authority. I suggest you be grateful and appreciate that. Even those that may disagree with him, you're being helped from Donald, getting help from Donald Trump. You're being helped by him, shutting down the borders, deporting criminals, bringing back jobs, lower taxes, gas prices going down. The world respects us now because they know we don't play around because of Donald Trump. Again, what happened with Charlie is sad, is evil, but human nature is evil. The person that's looking at you right now can do the same thing to you or anyone else. They don't have love. All angry people are vicious people, even the ones that pretend to be nice. There is no love in anger / resentment. You're separated from love. Really, you have no love. Again, may his soul rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. And I wish his family well going through this. 888-773-7733-888-77-Jesse. Let me go and talk to Troy from Minnesota. Let's see. Troy from Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, just let me run out of the gym. It'll be 2 seconds here.
All right. Hold on, Troy. I'll come back to you when you're out in the gym because of time. Let me go to Miles, a first-time caller out of Texas. Don't hang up, Troy. I'll come back to you. Let me know, Derek. Miles, you are on the air. First-time caller out of Texas.
Good morning, Jesse. Amazing.
Amazing.
Praying for Charlie Kirk and his family. Just want to lift them up before I say anything. And real quick, Jesse, I'm 23. I'm in Texas. I've known about you for a while, but I just started the silent prayer. And I've been trying to do that at least once or twice a day, and it's helping me be more aware of my thoughts. But I want to know, how do I get to a place where I'm not wanting? Is that by not listening to my thoughts?
Yes.
Are my thoughts the only thing that are wanting? Okay.
100%. If you, and what you do by not listening to your thought, meaning that you be aware that they are trying to seduce you to want for something, want for a family, want to be married, want for the house, want for this and want for that. Be aware of that and don't do anything about it. Don't try to stop it. Don't deny it. Do nothing. Just be aware of it. And it will be taken away from you. And you will live with the source that will provide everything for you. Because there's nothing wrong with getting a house. There's nothing wrong if you want to get married, have a family. Or if you don't, there's nothing wrong with not doing that. But you should only want for the truth. You should only want for what is right. And you do that by staying present rather than living in your imagination, thinking about what you think you want.
You know, I'll just be very frank. I have a, you know, problem with THC, right? And I'll get these thoughts like, go check, go see if something happens. And then 2 hours later, it's like I come out of a blackout. I'm like, what happened? And now I have this thing that I didn't want originally. And, you know, so that it's like a possession. And I don't even, I only have become aware of that feeling from after listening to you. So I really thank you for doing the work that God called you to do. It really helps me.
And you stay with it. And THC is pot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You stay with that and never, for the rest of your life, practice staying present. Don't go back into, and if you, for a while, you may catch yourself going in and out of thought because you're so accustomed to living in the darkness you think is you, and you think it's the only way to live. That's not living. That's dying. That's not, that is darkness. And I like how you say you catch yourself in that darkness like that. Practice staying present, meaning being right here, right now, instead of in your head. And all things will be added unto you. You'll have an amazing life without wanting for anything. Just love the truth and everything else will work.
I guess I got to be more like the sparrows that know that God's going to provide for them, right? Which I don't do.
Right. But if you stay present, you would know that without even thinking about knowing that. And you would know God and you would know that he's with you. And you would know, you have wisdom that words cannot explain.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for taking my call.
You're welcome. You stay with it, Miles.
All right, I'll call another day. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You got to stay present. Christ said, if you want a life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up that life is not you, that false life, the ego life. Let me try Troy out of Minnesota again here. Troy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Sorry about that.
No problem. No, you're on the air.
I just want to say, like Jesus said for Charlie, those who try to save their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will find it. I have no doubt that Christ has him in his arms right now, and it's not a time to be sad. It's probably the happiest day of his life.
Yeah, well, may his soul rest in peace, man. And again, I think seeing how that happened to him hurt more than hearing about it.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal and horrific.
Yeah, it was.
I just wanted to ask you, Jesse, I know that God gives the government the sword, and because of that, we've made laws against murder. So I just kind of want to know, what should the retribution be when we find this killer? I think it should be the death penalty, personally.
What does that mean, God gives government the sword?
Well, God created everything, right? He created man. He created the idea of government. So righteousness is given to the government by God. Or the judgment towards man is given to us by the government. So, you know, we as a society have said that murder is unacceptable. Specifically, a murder as heinous as this. And we should not tolerate this kind of thing. And if, in my opinion, if we do anything other than eye for an eye, like the Bible says, it's only going to continue. So I just want to know what you thought.
It's a good question, but I don't know quite what you mean by God giving the government the sword. But I do agree that whatever you do to others, you are doing it to yourself. And so not only are you destroying yourself from within your soul, but those people that commit those type of crimes, they're not following the laws of God within. They're not individuals. They're not whole. They don't have any love. And so they need some type of law from the government to contain them. And so when they kill someone, they are bringing that upon themselves because they will, well, nowadays they don't be punished by the government unless you're white. But they will be punished by the government. Because if you don't, they'll go out of control. Troy, look at, they took away police, defund the police. They're taking away bail bonds. They only punish white people now. Look at how the rest of the people are going out of control. They lost it when they realized they didn't have to be punished anymore.
Just like that with Ukrainian girl, President Trump said that they're going to be seeking the death penalty because that was just so barbaric. And I think that we need to not normalize this. I mean, even here in Minnesota, there was a Democrat Speaker of the House killed, and I thought that was absolutely horrific. So it's not just the right, but kind of second question I had was, you know, when you've debated a lot of people in your life, especially, you know, fallen state, Do you think that their minds are changed after it, or are you just trying to change the audience's mind?
Good question. I'm really not trying to change anyone's mind. And then when I debate with people on the Father Still or any other place, I'm not trying to change their mind because I can't do it. I can't even change my own mind. But I try to point them to the source by getting them to know themselves so that they can be find the kingdom of heaven within. And that's what renews the mind. No human being can renew his or her mind.
Because I know in the Bible, Christ said that, Satan cannot cast out Satan. Only God can cast out Satan.
That's right.
And
so evil cannot cast out evil. Resentment cannot cast out resentment. It's evil. You can't cast out your evil. You need the spirit of the light to do that. Absolutely, Troy.
Yeah, and I saw your two Amber Rose interviews. You know, she was definitely pretty left on the first one, and now she's kind of back to the to normal. But, with Charlie, I guess the last thing I was going to say is, like, I do have a feeling that some of these pundits, and I'm not trying to say anything bad on his name, but I do think they get a thrill sometimes about, giving it to the libs, Ben Shapiro is always like, has that leftist tears tumbler. And I'm like, I don't know if that's the loving thing to do. I mean, yes, you talk with them.
It's not.
But it comes from an ego and a hate mind, you know?
Yes. You're not supposed to get a thrill because you think you want a debate. You're not supposed to get a thrill when you think you've hurt or offended someone in a debate. If you're of truth, you're just trying to point the person, without even trying, you become the light of the truth, and you're trying to point people back to the light. You're not doing this to try to get some type of thrill, hurt someone with words and all that mess. That's evil. That's not good.
Yeah, because I see Charlie and a few of these other guys. A lot of them were just doing like you said, but sometimes they would get in these heated debates, and I just feel like you're inviting evil into that environment. And I think, unfortunately, because Charlie was so powerful, that the evil finally said, okay, I'm here. You know, I'm going to show you my might.
You should never argue with the devil inside of your mind, your imagination, your thoughts, or argue with the devil inside of others. You should never do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, because like I said, throughout my life, I had anger. I didn't know I had anger. It was more of a sadness. But like you said, sadness is anger.
Yes.
And I look at when I see these people, I see like somebody wearing a pride thing on their whatever. I know that person's lost and broken. I don't look at them like disparagingly.
Absolutely, man. Because now you understand there's evil working through them. You know they can't help it. They are asleep. Once you know that, you can never judge them. You love them by not hating them. Wishing them well.
Yeah, it's they really miss their father and the mother, like you said. That's why they're hating or they're hurting.
Yes, 100%. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless Charlie.
Thank you, man. Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye now. I gotta take a break. When I come back, we'll do some super chats and phone calls. We'll get to all of your calls today. I know I've been trying to get to everyone. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours ago, hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
C-103. some serious, serious mess been going on in the world today. But as our greatest radio host on the Jesse Lee Peterson Network, Jesse Lee Peterson, just mentioned, it is comforting knowing that there's a man of truth and honor and love and authority in office, right? Nice. A good example. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, September 11th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, okay? But it is hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories. And we will get to your super chats. We do see them coming in. We appreciate them. Thank you kindly. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, in a nation deeply polarized, many Americans fear that the killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk could widen divisions across the political landscape and spark further violence. That definitely could happen, but do not fear. Numerous politicians and public figures across party lines now making urgent calls for and appeals for civility and respectful discourse. Or even if it gets disrespectful, cut a little slack for people, right? Charlie Kirk, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, TP USA, at the tender age of 18 when he did that, like 13 years ago or so, 2012, I think, and an ally, communist buzzword, but a friend of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, fatally shot on Wednesday, yesterday, right before Punchy TV, during the American Anchor Babies show, actually. Terrible. At an event at Utah Valley University, a manhunt underway for the shooter. As of this reporting earlier this morning, they had not caught the guy, we don't think. He's believed to have fired once, just once, from a nearby roof in a targeted attack, according to Utah Department of Public Safety. They're leading the investigation along with the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the feds. Trump expressed his grief and anger, which is justified, I think, about the killing and blamed the rhetoric from the radical left. Indeed. In a direct-to-camera video from the Oval Office, Charlie Kirk was 31 years old, an influential young voice in the MAGA, Make America Great Again, universe. He was known for making regular appearances on conservative media and hosting debates on college campuses. And you heard some of those clips earlier this hour. Remembering 9/11, today marks 24 years since the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, which forever changed the world as we knew it, they say. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in New York City and Washington, D.C., and outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after 19 al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 U.S. commercial airplanes bound for the West Coast destinations. It remains the deadliest attack on American soil. More than 2 decades later, people across the nation will pause today to supposedly to honor the victims and reflect on the courage and sacrifice that emerged in the aftermath. Remember that let's roll thing? Some people on the plane, reportedly, they went and stopped the terrorists from going into like the White House and crashed into a field in PA instead, somewhere, Pennsylvania, I think, according to one story. President Trump is scheduled to attend a memorial service at the Pentagon. There was a Colorado school shooting, I think, yesterday, too. At least 2 students injured Wednesday. And then another guy, allegedly, he killed himself. He did himself in, according to the report that I heard. Wednesday at a shooting in the Denver area high school, officials said. The so-called gun male, opened fire. I think it was a minor, by the way. So what do they call him? Gun boy? Anyway, opened fire at Evergreen High School in Colorado, prompting more than 100 law enforcement officers to swarm the campus. Authorities in contact with the so-called shooter within 5 minutes of the first 911 call reporting gunfire. The suspect, a male student at the school. It's a high school, right? Taken to the hospital with a self-inflicted gunshot wound and later died. 47th school shooting in the United States. I'm James Haight, and I'm at JLP. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. A sad day in America. It really is. It's a sad day, probably all over the world, because Charlie Kirk was well known around the world. It's a sad day. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, 888-77-JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing and you can't sit and watch it, you can podcast the show. And yet, listen live, as no matter where you are and what you're doing, no matter what, on your phone, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday. And every Thursday, and we take all call, but it is Bible Bumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire. If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What the? All emotional. What a mess. We'll talk about Charlie Kirk's assassination yesterday. And it is sad. It's a sad situation. And in so many ways, again, I talked about it, my open statement this morning, the first hour of the show. You can podcast that. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday. And I want you to know, I'm encouraging you, don't overreact to what happened to Charlie. Really. That's what evil and the enemies want you to do. They will do all they can to get you to overreact. Inside of you, evil can't thrive in you if you don't overreact to it. It will have to depart from you. It gets life from your thrill. It gives you thrills to get life, what seems like life, but it's really death. And to make you overreact so it can stay alive inside of you. And I want you to observe that evil inside of other people, because evil is in all until they overcome, right? Would work night and day to try to get you to overreact, to be afraid, to react, to get mad, lonely, whatever. Because it's in other people, and people who love revenge, they can't get no peace until they try to get you to overreact, and they still don't get peace, but that's a thrill to them. Our battle is a spiritual battle. Our thoughts are not our own. They're not of God. They are of evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so are those emotions that come with the thought. You cannot get those emotions unless you get a thought first. No, you can't have an emotion unless you have a thought. The thoughts disappear, emotion will too. Sad, lonely, revengeful, jealousy, envy, strife, suicidal thought, whatever the thought, depression, Asperger, whatever you call it. It's just a thought. Drop the thought, the Asperger disappear. There are some people who have Asperger, and they're nice, kind of nice people. But there are some people who have Asperger, and they are evil. They are mean. And they remind me of the identical twin brother or sister in some cases. One is nice and the other one is evil. And they make a movie called My Evil Twin. I didn't know how nasty Asperger's can be. But anyway, your thoughts are not your own. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 tells you that. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. God telling you that. Those are not his thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. Those thoughts are not from you, and they are not from God. But because you have identified with them, and you call them you, and you react to them over and over, they give you one idea, and then they give you another idea, and then they give, even if the ideas are not working, they're constantly feeding you ideas, making you think you know what you want, and you go for it, and you're consulting with evil. And before I go to the call as I am, I want to just read, Nick is going to read Corinthians 4:16. This is so deep. So take your time, Nick. Read it like a white person and word for word, because I'm black, my reading is not that well. This is too important to halfway read it to you. For those who want it, it's not for everyone. It's for those men and women who want to be free. This is from Corinthians 4:16-8.
First Corinthians, actually.
Oh, he didn't put free, he didn't put Corinthians. What the hell? He black.
Yep, very black.
First Corinthians. He must be related to Trump.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians.
Right. 1 Corinthians 4:16-8.
Through 18. So right. We do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
This is so deep, I don't even know what to do with it. But just say amen. And if you, let's say, oh, Jesse, I don't believe that. I don't even know what that means. You don't need to believe it, and you don't need to understand it. You need to do it. And you do it by watching those thoughts, not calling them you, and don't react to those thoughts and emotion at all. This will come about. That old way, that not you, will die away. It'll disappear because it's just an illusion anyway. Just think about that. Your thoughts and your emotions are an illusion. They're not you. And that's why everyone that's into it is delusional. They're crazy because they believe in a lie. But if you just, and you don't need to believe it to do this, you don't need to know the outcome to do it, you just need to do it. The Father said, and Jesus taught, come unto me as you are, crazy, delusional, lonely, angry, stressed, worried, revengeful, doubt, suicidal thought, a drug addict, alcoholic, drag queen, or trans queen, transgender. Come as you are, and it'll disappear because it's all, and bring it to the light, and the light will destroy the darkness. But it's up to you, and men and women are doing this around the world. I'm a witness to that. Most people are not because they love their misery, they love their thrill, and they roam the earth to see who they can get a reaction from for the thrill of it. And they call that life. They call that love. They call that God. And it has nothing to do with God. And it's not love. And it's not life. Don't try to get revenge. I have a soundbite coming up for you where apparently they was holding a rally vigil in remembrance of Charlie Kirk and on X, and someone drove through the crowd on a scooter saying F Charlie Kirk, and the crowd reacted. We're going to get that for you later. Let me go to Germany and talk to Jan. It's J-A-N in American Jan, but over Jan. There is Jan. Amazing, huh? Jan. Jan, you are on the air from Germany.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well. You are on the air.
Yeah. First of all, I really like what you said about not overreacting to these things, even though they're really horrible, because a dark heart cannot see. So if they make you feel anything, feel all these things, and you cannot, they can also manipulate you, so that's really dangerous.
Well, you just stay with it, and you haven't seen anything, Jan. It gets clearer and clearer, and eventually you will have a clear mind and live on this earth with a clear mind.
So the reason I called, I wanted to Bible thump.
Okay.
So it's about the word church in the Bible, and there's only two times when Jesus himself supposedly talks about the church. It's in Matthew 16:18 and Matthew 18:17. You know, it's when he says, Peter, I will build my church on you, you know, that part. And then there's another time when there's trouble and someone is wronging you, you should bring it to the church, and then, you know, you fix it then. But actually, the word that's used from the Greek is ecclesia, and that means gathering, congregation. So Jesus never talked about no church. There was nothing about any church. That's all made up later. And so my question to you is, what do you think, Jesse? Is the church from God, or is it from men?
Well, your church, the temple is your body, And you should always look within, because your body is the temple of God, and that's where he dwells. So when he was speaking of, is this type of person I'm going to build my church, he was talking about someone that lives from within and not from without. Our bodies are the temple of God.
I agree.
And so when we get together, like on Sunday, when we get together at fellowship, we're just a bunch of temples inside of a building, fellowshipping and witnessing and helping one another by, you know, pointing each other back to what is right.
Don't you want to like a nice hat like the Pope?
No, I don't. Not at all. What? Amazing.
I'm just joking around, Jesse.
Amazing. Huh? Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Very interesting question, too. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chats.
Yesterday, I missed a super chat from Nick LaBoy saying trans mass shooting people. You got the blacks killing white people, mostly along with themselves. Muslims assembling in America to destroy it. Women in positions where men belong. America is over.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing to me how the females are taking the job. They're giving these jobs to females, putting men out of work, and they don't feel a thing about it. But if a man took a woman's job, all of a sudden they're upset. Tell me that's not evil. It's amazing. Thank you.
Over on punchy.tv, the website, watching on punchy.tv/JLP yesterday, Jim in Alaska on the biblical question, which I'm blanking on the biblical question. I'm a boomer.
Are you a father or a leader?
Thank you. I don't identify with either, but I believe I'm a practical leader of my family and while at work, but a follower of the wisdom that is shown to me.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Also on punchy.tv/JLP. Jim in Alaska says, this white man would stand next to Jesse if he needed. She, referring to Bella yesterday, will never know what it's like to be white. LOLOLOL. Funny how he says, funny how the black female caller was accusing Jesse of being a black sellout by wanting to be white. Well, it was she who has that ailment and not Jesse, says Jay-Z.
Thank you very much. Amazing. And thank you, Jim from Alaska.
Nice.
Nice.
Keith bought a coffee. This is buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And seeing how evil I am, should I just be okay with it and keep living or do something about it? As I ask the question, the answer is revealed, but I'll send this anyway. Thanks, guys.
I wonder what the answer is. What would reveal to you when you ask that? You can call me or you can make it clear in the super chat. Before I respond to it, because it's a really good question, amazing question, what will reveal to you, who is that?
Keith.
What will reveal to you, Keith, as you were asking? I would like to know that. And then before the show is over today, Jay, remind me to respond.
Okay.
If he doesn't respond.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir and team. When I hear you speak on the stabbing of the Ukrainian lady, and I hear you say how sad it was, !! Are you really sad about it? Or is that the un-you speaking? I understand it's an ugly situation. Don't wish it on no one. However, I didn't know her based on what I have heard from your shows is no one cares about no one. Am I missing something? Am I missing something? He asks someone.
There is a compassion that comes from within, and that's what I'm responding for. It's not something I identify with or hold on to. I don't get all emotional and think that I'm emotional or that I this and that. It's a conscious compassion that comes from within. Amazing. Thank you.
On threads.net, that's the wannabe Twitter, answering the biblical question, are you a follower or a leader? You're not a leader if you follow the Bible, by definition, says infidel or infidel 3476. Thank you, infidel.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Another person, Hermano Scott. I lead others as I follow Jesus. By the way, Jesus never empowered or affirmed those in sin, says he.
Amazing. Thank you.
In response to the Charlie Kirk rest in peace situation, Wally on X says, Jesse, you have helped me drop my anger, but the Charlie Kirk assassination has caused some anger in me. And he's kind of asking for help, I think.
Well, what happened to Charlie didn't cause anger in you. It brought up the anger that was already there. And so just be aware of that, but don't call it you. And be glad to see it by being aware of it. Do nothing about it, and it will be taken away. Because once the spirit, because it is a spirit of anger, which is evil, is taken away from you, if it's not in you, there's nothing that anyone can do or any situation can do to bring it up. You can't bring up something that's not there. So be glad to see it. And it wasn't because of what you saw happen to Charlie. It was already in you. You had not seen it yet. I wish you well. Thank you.
S Master 5000 watching on cozy.tv/cozy/JLP watching Punchy TV episode 55 yesterday, in which we talked about rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, and Irina, the Ukrainian girl. S Master 5000 asks, why does Hake call BB based? That's messed up.
That one from Punchy?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, because Bates BB meant Netanyahu. I use the term perhaps loosely, but I still like the guy. He sent his condolences or something in response to the Charlie Kirk assassination.
He did?
He did indeed.
Amazing.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia.
Right on.
Yeah. So that's why I call BB based. Asia bought a coffee. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. You will be missed. Tan or brown or black praying hands emoji.
Right on. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Evil knew Charlie Kirk was going to be called king like Trump, so evil took him out in such a weak way, spreading more anger and fear. Woe to America. Evil is taking over.
He's definitely taken out by evil, that's for sure. That's amazing, too. It's amazing to me how you can be unaware that what you're thinking and feeling are evil and call them good, and you justify it and carry out evil on other people. Even when you judge them in your own mind, you're carrying out evil. Isn't that amazing? When you are afraid or shy, you're acting out evil. There is evil. Amazing. Thank you.
N Heat bought a coffee. So grateful to serve a God of the living and a father to the fearless. Hashtag long live Charlie Kirk. Angel wing emoji, wheat emoji, and halo smiley.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Marty bought a coffee, not to be confused with a different Marty. Marty says a man speaking out against gun violence wearing a freedom shirt was shot today. Blood all over the word freedom on his shirt. Almost symbolic of the fact that freedom is dead or dying.
It sure is. And evil people doing everything to destroy freedom. It's amazing. Thank you.
Brian bought five coffees with a little clip of Charlie talking, Charlie Kirk, that is, talking about being a father and his biblical role as a leader and protector, and says, rest in peace, Charlie Kirk.
Amazing.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. I'm truly saddened and trying not to feel angry, but this one is challenging. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, a real man of God.
Well, again, and you're right, but let that anger go. Do not hold on to it. Don't blame the situation where I'm feeling this because of what happened to Charlie. That's not true. You're feeling the anger because it's in you. And so, again, be glad to see it. Do nothing about it, but be aware of it. Go about your day, your life, being aware of it. And don't call it you. It will be taken away. And then there will be no situation that can ever happen to you that can bring out anger, because you will have the anger in you. It will be amazing. Thank you.
Groovin' Seven Coffees. Is there anything that's actually important in the physical world? Starting to see that everything I thought I wanted and everything I struggled for in the past and got is based on an illusion.
Yeah. And no, there's nothing important in the physical world that should be able to move you in any way. Nothing. That is amazing. It's all within. The kingdom of heaven is in you, and everything is in there. Thank you.
Also from Groovin, BQ answer, biblical question answer.
Are you a follower? Am I saying it right?
Say it one more time.
Follower. Follower. A follower.
It's getting worse. The first one was pretty close. I don't know.
Yeah.
Follower.
Follower.
Or a leader.
Or a leader. Follower.
And Groovin says, Groovin Mastiff, there's no such thing as being a leader. That's just a word. Everyone's a follower. They're following either God or Satan. But he doesn't answer for himself.
Right. So are you a follower or evil? I mean, or a leader? Let me know. Thank you.
And Groovin says, God bless you all.
And God bless you. Thank you. Every time I hear the name Groovin, you know what I think about, right?
Yeah.
Groovin.
Blue-eyed soul.
On a sunny afternoon.
Very nice.
Really, I couldn't get away too soon.
It's a great little song.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Charlie Kirk was the great white prince.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone... Hello, sir. I listened to you talk to that black lady Bella Tuesday show. I was amazed at the black and white talk. Why does it matter if the blacks or whites love each other when that's when you've already stated they don't? Why was you trying to point out to her about if blacks love her or not? Does it matter whether the blacks or whites love you?
Is that a question in there?
Yes. He was asking, why were you... Okay, so... Why does it matter if the blacks and whites love each other when you've already stated they don't? And what was the point of you pointing out to her that blacks don't love her?
I remember the conversation. I may I don't totally remember everything.
I sort of remember why.
Why?
Want me to answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was saying, hey, Jesse, whites don't love you. You're loving them, but they won't love you in return.
And they're not going to stand by me.
And then you pointed out to her that she's black and you're black, and the blacks don't love her either.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Right.
You just do say stuff based on what's right.
She was speaking as though she thought that the blacks love her.
As if that was your motivation, too, that you're loving the whites is so that they will love you, which is not the case.
I'm doing it because I need somebody to stand by me. What y'all? Stand by me. Thank you, though.
Kayla.
Question. Thank you.
Yeah, nice question. Thank you for the coffee.
Yeah.
Kayla on Cash App, amazing. Punchy TV, thank you.
Amazing. Check out Punchy TV. They did a brand new episode yesterday. It was amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Nice. Let me go to Oregon. Let me go to Oregon and talk to first-time caller, Cameron. Cameron, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Cameron.
I love your work, and I respect your message, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, so my question was, do you believe that evil will have hell to pay for in an afterlife?
Evil is already in hell, and if you die with anger, you are evil, and that's, you're stuck for the rest of your life. There's no way out. But if you drop the evil while you live, and you be of love, when you die, leave your body, you just continue in the present, eternal life.
What are your thoughts on an afterlife in general?
Hold on for a minute, Cameron. Let me take a break. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to tell you, break. Hate we news, not the faint news. I'll be right back.
I have to admit,
oh, no.
To God,
I got 5 minutes. And this is not the top of the hour. Back in a moment.
I counsel with men and women
families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Whenever you're down, out in the cold, faithless and dark, your story's untold. Come take my hand and walk there with me. I know a place where we can be free. There is a light shining for you, guiding your way.
Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. Brand new episode of The Fall Estate tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had an amazing discussion with Rabbi Tobiah Singer, and he is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, former anti-Christian, and the founder and director of Outreach Judaism. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
He was no more or no less a Son of God than you or me.
Are you good or are you evil?
You can't be good unless you're evil. Be faithful to the Torah.
To a book.
And
be
Jesse,
be
just
faithful
finished.
To a book.
Jesse, sweetheart, just listen to me.
What does that feel like?
It's
as a man
message,
to follow
it's the
a woman.
Message. You are being naughty. You're so naughty.
And, very interesting discussion. I enjoyed it. TheFallEstate.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Time Friday. And then thank you all for your support. And go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND to make a donation, 800-411-BOND. Or you can send a check of money order, because some people don't like the internet. Make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to P-O-Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? P-O-Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, and all the information is there on rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can hit that scan QR code to support BOND. The scan QR code to support BOND. Amazing. Thank you. I want to go quickly back to the first time calling Cameron out of Oregon. Kevin, go ahead. You had another question.
Yeah, Jesse, I was wondering what your thoughts were on the idea of an afterlife.
There is no afterlife because there is no death. There is not but one death, and that death is of the false self.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you think that Christians and conservatives should ever fight back against evil?
No. Not with the physical self, because you can't defeat the evil inside of you, and you can't defeat it inside of others. It takes another authority to do that, and we cannot fight evil. That's why you're never supposed to fight with the devil in your imagination, your mind, your thoughts. And you should never fight with the devil inside of others.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So
you should lay down your weapons and be still and know the truth. And the truth will fight the darkness. It will fight the light will fight the darkness. There's nothing we can do about it at all.
Yeah, I agree. It's too bad when bad things happen to innocent people, but I do agree with what you're saying.
And why do you think bad things happen to innocent people?
Well, I mean, in light of what just happened and in general, it seems like a lot of very angry people out there laugh at the suffering of others,
yeah.
And that seems pretty unjust. But I understand you can't really do anything about it.
It's right. Just,
it doesn't quite sit right with me or probably a lot of people that just happens and it seems like people get away with it.
Yeah, but they don't. It just seemed that way. They're already suffering. That's why they do what they do to others, because they are suffering. They're in hell. And anyone that's in hell, take out that aggression in a form of a fake love, a fake happiness, a fake shyness. Anyone that's in hell is already suffering, and they're trying to find what they think are going to bring them peace by hurting others.
Yeah,
but they're already in hell. That's why they're doing what they do.
Yeah, I do agree with that. They don't seem happy themselves.
They're not. Believe me, they're miserable. Anyone that want revenge, anyone that want love from someone else, or anyone that want, some people get married because they can't handle being alone. That's because they're evil and they're trying to find peace by getting married. And they get married, all they do is fight the rest of their life or as long as they stay with the relationship because they're evil. Anyone that's looking for something from the outside is evil.
And so what exactly would you say happens after the physical body dies?
The body itself disappears and turns back to dust, but you continue to live on either in the same hell you're living in while you live, or in the peace, the heaven that you live in while you live, if you overcome the evil. Everything just continues.
So there's some essence of you that continues on after your physical body dies?
Your spirit lives forever. Spirits don't die.
Where does the spirit go?
It stays. If you're of darkness, it stays in the darkness. And if you're of the light, it stays in the light. It's eternal death, it stays with that. Or eternal life, it stays with that.
And do you experience that in some way?
Experience what?
That at that eternal light or eternal darkness after your physical body dies through your spirit. Do you experience that in some conceivable way?
I don't understand that question.
So you said the spirit lives on after your physical body dies, right?
Because what happened with the physical body, it just turned back to dust. It created.
Right.
It is created from dust. It just turned back to dust. And you are not your body, so you're still the same. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's kind of like your energy will exist.
Yes,
after.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay, well,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, it was great to talk to you, Jesse. Thank you.
You too, Cameron. Thank you, buddy. Good question. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Thursday. Good to speak to you again, brother.
Thank you, Jerome. Amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in, make my call very very short, but I wanted to say, you know, it's a surprise to hear how this show went today, but I'm so glad it did. You know, I've spoken to you before, and you know, I know the talk has not been the greatest a lot of times, but I do really respect that. you haven't tried to take this incident and try to make it about, you know, a certain group of people versus a certain other group of people. It's just about evil versus good. So I do really respect that.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah. And rest in peace to...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say rest in peace to Charlie Kirk.
Right on. When you saw what happened to Charlie, what was your first reaction or thought?
It was terrible when I first saw it. There was no reaction just because it was, how do you even look at something like that? It was horrendous. I would say I first heard about it, I was at work and my manager had spoke about it. So I didn't get to see it, but I heard about it. And, you know, when I heard that he got shot, I thought it would be maybe he got grazed or something. He could walk it off. But, you can't even put it into words how terrible that was.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, it was pure evil. It really was. And shocking and to see that happen on TV like that to that guy, to Charlie. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was terrible. And, you know, like I said, I know the lines must be smoking today, so I don't want to take too much time.
Thank you.
I will say that, you know, your response has been great. I think Chunk's response was great, but I think yours is impeccable. But I will say the one thing that makes it not perfect is you did say that this has to do with a differing of opinions. And that, you know, maybe you kind of alluded to that, and I could be wrong, and I apologize if I am wrong. But I think that is everybody's initial thought when they hear this situation is because of what Charlie Kirk does. And, you know, the person that did this because they don't agree with Charlie Kirk. Right now, we don't know who did it because there's no suspect that has been apprehended. So we don't know who it is. But just from the facts of a situation, a sniper, one single shot, that's it. They haven't gotten anybody. It is clear as day that this was a hit. And
yeah.
I'm not sure this has anything to do with his opinions. You don't know who ordered the hit.
I'm
not going to go into conspiracy theories, but this was a hit by and large. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, that's why I said, unless somebody else was going on that I don't know about or whatever, it appears to be because they disagree with him. He was impacting young people with another opinion, and the people. But you're right. Until we hear from the guy why he did, and it doesn't matter what his excuses are, it's evil anyway, no matter what.
Oh yes, absolutely, and I agree with you 100% on that. You know, but I think when I heard it, you're kind of expecting with what he does, it would have been a lone gunman in the crowd, some crazy keyboard warrior that wanted to get back at Charlie Kirk. You're coming to my campus, and you won't be speaking about that here. And they shot him. But when you hear that it was a sniper from 200 yards away, it's wow, this is a lot deeper than we thought it
was.
They're
pretty serious. Again, absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
Yeah, so I got. Yeah, don't want to get into any conspiracy theories. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. And again, thank you so much, Jesse, for the way that you've handled this situation today.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Dave out of Illinois, Chicago, Chi-Town. Dave, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, and thank you so much for taking my call.
I really
appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, may Charlie Kirk's soul rest in peace, truly.
Yes.
You know, I had two questions for you. One, I think I've got an answer that kind of want to run past you. And that first question is, especially in light of all this, is how are we to pray for one another? And my thought on an answer for that was, you know, thinking about the silent prayers, do we even do that, or do we just continue in our silent prayer and in the faith and trust that God has this all in his hands already? And we really don't need to pray for anything except for his will. And I kind of want to get your take on how are we supposed to, as Christians, pray for one another?
We pray for all, even our enemy, by wishing them well, meaning don't hate them, don't be angry at them because they are asleep and they don't see what they're doing. So you wish them well, that God's will be done for them. And only God knows if they want to change or not.
Mm.
So we just wish them well by not hating them.
Right. That makes sense.
Otherwise, you don't know what to pray for concerning someone. Because you can have sick people saying, pray for me, and you'll pray, Lord, heal Mary Jo. or heal whatever, right? And then that person is healed, and they'll come around and kill you. They'll turn on you. They'll hurt you. But if you let God's will be done by wishing them well, then whatever God's will is, that's what would be done for that person.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. My second question was sort of in light of this and in light of the evil we're seeing, and I know you've been on the show, they've been talking about like a genocide against whites, against Christians, against the right.
Yeah.
And I hear you say like, hey, you know, we've got to stand up for ourselves. And I'm just wondering, like, what does that look like in this particular instance, let's say, to talk, you know, not what ifs, but in this instance where we're seeing these evil things happen, how are we to stand up for ourselves? What does that look like?
First, don't get angry. You got to stay away from anger. And then the light will give you the right action to take. And so you stand up by staying present with the light and walking in that light, and it'll show you how to stand up in the right way.
That makes sense.
You should have a plan of your own how you're going to stand up.
Right.
Because your plan is going to always be wrong. You know what I mean? We should not have a plan. Oh, I'm mad now at what happened to Charlie. I'm going to go out and fight. You don't know how to fight. You're going to fight in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But if you stay present, you will see how to fight this situation in the right way.
All right. That makes a lot of sense, and that clears it up for me. I really appreciate it, Jesse.
Thank you, Dave. Stay with it.
I will. Love you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brian out of North Carolina. Brian, you are on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. It's really good to speak with you again. How are you?
All is well, Brian. Thank you.
Right on. Hey, I wanted to share my thoughts about the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Okay.
And earlier you mentioned how it was different seeing it happen versus, like, you know, normally we just kind of hear about things like this happening.
Right.
But the actual footage of it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share, you know, when I saw that happen to him, I saw thoughts come through my head that I didn't know were there.
Yeah.
And I'm just really thankful to be able to see them because, you know, I don't know Charlie Kirk any more than the next person, but one thing I know about watching him was he had a made up mind. And some time ago you asked the question, are you convinced that all thoughts are all lies? And I'm truly thankful that I am convinced because I can be able to see these things to avoid them because Satan is so tricky.
Yeah.
And he will trick you if you fall for these thoughts. And if you can just watch them and watch them go, then something that you begin to learn how to do, which is something that I'm being taught, is to have a wait and see about everything. And it's just really amazing because I see where things could go if people fall for the thoughts, the ones that seem good and the ones that are like horrible.
Yeah.
Because watching that happen to Charlie Kirk, it was like the Manchurian Candidate was trying to like stir itself up inside of me.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful to be able to see that is not me. And I don't know who I am, Jesse, but I know who I'm not. And I'm not that person.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I'm learning how to wait and see about everything because I know what's coming is amazing. And I really want to thank you for shining a light on the thought. And I want to say rest in peace to Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
And I want to say God bless America.
Yeah.
And I love you guys up there.
And love I wish you too, man. You make a good point because when you watch that, when you really see what's happening with Charlie, right away the devil give you all type of thoughts. And then he makes you think those thoughts are justified, that they are real, they are the truth, and they're really not. And you're right. It's nice to see that. It's amazing to see it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer. It really does.
Right on, Jesse. Thank you, man. Y'all take care.
All right, you too, buddy. Let's do Super Chat, but let's go to John while he is coming in for the Super Chat. Not John, I'm sorry. Maurice out of Virginia. Maurice, you are on the air, Maurice.
Hey, good morning, Jesse and everyone.
Hey, Maurice.
Hey, all right. You guys want to say rest in peace, Charlie, first off, and what you've been helping teaching us the past, since you've been doing what you've been doing, I wish people could see that same anger is what the shooter had that's in us that's trying to get rid of the anger.
Yes, absolutely, man.
And just by even someone getting mad at the situation is the same, like you say, or what the Bible says, an angry person is a murderer.
Yes.
And this proves, I mean, if this don't prove it, and especially the reactions from the liberals and Democrats all over social media, they're saying he got what he deserved and all this stuff. That, if this don't show how evil, especially that side is, what more is it going to take?
You're right. And if they don't see it through that, then they just don't want to see evil. They don't want to. They just don't want it. There's nothing you can do about it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So I just want to say for myself and other people, just be mindful, especially what you've been helping to teach, that anger part. And okay, I want to bob a thump a little bit. So
all right.
Bible
Thump of Thursday.
So the whole Jesus thing, I don't know if you know this too, or so I deal with and dabbled in other religions because, you know, Jehovah's Witness come to your house coming up.
Right.
I worked at a convenience store with Muslims and so the Catholic thing. But the one thing nobody seemed to realize is how Jesus is a figure in all of those religions, but the only religion that explains that he's the son of God is the Bible, Christianity.
Interesting.
Even in the Quran, Jesus is the highest prophet, but how is he the highest prophet but you worship Muhammad?
Amazing.
And
do they think of Muhammad as Jesus?
So basically, that's their Jesus. Yeah, basically, Muhammad is the messenger from their God or whatever. But Jesus is still in the Quran, says that he is alive, but Muhammad is dead. So who would want to listen to a dead man?
I know.
And then
that's a good point, man. What?
I mean, where's the common sense? Well, common sense comes from God, so apparently they're not worshiping the same God.
Right.
The real God.
Absolutely.
And then the Catholics worship Mary. But then, you know, we believe, but you help us understand that the evil come through the mother. So why would you worship the woman if the evil come from her? Then you got the Jehovah's Witness, and I'm glad you explained it, because I was wondering too, because when I was doing my long little journey at first, went through the whole Trinity thing, Jesus, God, all that crap. And the death thing, so this guy, at the time, so-called mentor, had told me.
Can you hold?
Yeah,
you're going to break. Hold on, yes, let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Oh.
all kinds of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, September 11th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. And we will get to your calls and super chats in the third and final hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 to noon Eastern, 8 to 11 Central Time. Figure it out if you're in some other time zone. JesseLeePeterson.com/show for all the links to podcast or watch the video feeds on different platforms, either live, sometime in some places we have it on replay as well. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, thehakereport.com. I'm live Monday through Friday right after JLP for a couple of hours, and then American Anchor Baby. Make sure you catch his show. The terrible incident happened during his show, and he was able to provide breaking news. And then catch Punchy TV. We had a great show yesterday. A one-hour Punchy TV is the new format. So catch us live on Wednesdays, and sometimes we may do a pre-taped here and there. But Punchy TV, a once-a-week show on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. is the current schedule. You can catch it on audio podcast as well. Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that there was an ICE raid in Georgia. You may already have known about it. More than 300 South Korean workers, Koreans, right, at a Hyundai plant. They were detained by ICE in Georgia last week. They will be repatriated today back to South Korea. Maybe they should be punished and go to North Korea. I'm kidding around. They will depart on a, maybe it's not a funny joke. They will depart on a flight from Atlanta. Maybe they've already done it, not sure. And arrive in South Korea on Friday, according to a Korean government official. The workers were taken into custody last week during a sweeping ICE raid. It's not just the Hispanics that we're getting. At Hyundai's battery plant in Ellabel, a quiet town about 25 miles west of Savannah, Georgia. News of the detentions, including images released by ICE of workers lined up and restrained with long chains, sparked widespread frustration and an outcry in South Korea, a longstanding U.S. ally, as if we're supposed to let them be illegals and work here illegally, pledged to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the American economy. So that means that we're supposed to let the illegals stay here? Give me a break. Anyway, whatever. A Mexico truck explosion. Did you hear about this? This is my first time hearing about it. At least 4 people killed, 90 others injured when a gas truck, gasoline, right? Petrol, if you're European, exploded in Mexico City on Wednesday. The massive blast generated a quote-unquote shockwave, according to CNN, that damaged 32 nearby vehicles. The Mexico City prosecutor's office said that. The explosion occurred after a tanker truck carrying 49,500 liters of gas, known in Mexico as pipas, pardon me for laughing, overturned by a highway in the Puente de Concordia, something like that, area. Authorities working to determine the cause of the incident. Driver's condition also being investigated. What a mess. There's a iPhone Air. Apple's trying to make smartphones exciting again, according to CNN. So thin and light, it seems to disappear in your hands. Hopefully you can drop it and it just bounces and doesn't shatter like so many others. If you don't have like a OtterBox or something, I disclaim no endorsement nor opposition. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, is going to host beautiful First Lady of America, Melania Trump. The appearance comes as the UK, United Kingdom, seeks to strengthen its ties with our greatest president, Trump's administration. Isn't that nice? You may have heard that there was a MSNBC reporter who was fired, or speaker or something, talking head type of thing, who was fired for comments about after amidst Charlie Kirk's assassination hullabaloo. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? Amazing question. Which are you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about protesting, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can be listening to the show, or maybe you're just working out, walking, you know, lifting weights. You can listen to the show on your phone. On your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Thursday. And every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on? There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
You want the Holy Ghost just like the Bible says. Fire! We're talking about what happened to Charlie Kirk. It's evil. It's a sad day in America. And so far, as far as I know, they have not caught the guy that did that. And it's a battle between good and evil. And the same spirit that dwells in that person, whomever it is that shot and assassinated Charlie, it's the same spirit in every human being that has anger. It's the same spirit. And it causes you, you may not go out and take a gun and murder someone, but you murder them in your imagination when you judge. In your mind, you're murdering. You're a murderer. Where you hate, where you overreact, where you get depressed, where you get lonely, where you get become suicidal, you're stressed, where you want for something other than what is right, you're a murderer. You have the same spirit. And everyone does until they start to overcome. And so many women are overcoming, most are not. But you're no different than that. You are a murderer. You may not take a gun, but you're doing it in your mind. When you're revengeful, you're a murderer. I want to, before I go back to Maurice out of Virginia, I want to quickly show you this soundbite from X. And it's for the show, a fight breaking out at the Idaho Capitol after a man drove through a vigil on a scooter shouting F Charlie Kirk. What? On a scooter shouting F Charlie Kirk. Watch this from X.
This guy's gonna get f***ed, so I'm gonna...
Amazing, huh? What do you think about that, Hank?
That's insane.
Boy, it is. The guy driving through the scooter, on the scooter, shouted F Charlie Kirk, or the people who holding a visual for Charlie Kirk and fighting this guy?
The people fighting him.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, that guy's insane who drove through the thing.
Yeah.
It's foolhardy and foolish and evil.
Yeah.
But their reaction to him, if you're having a vigil for love, Charlie wouldn't want that.
That's right.
God wouldn't want that. You're being stupid and evil.
The people who have fought with that guy, and just, I don't know what the whole story is or anything, but based on that, as evil as the guy that's driving through the vigil there, and as evil as the man or person, whomever, man or woman, we don't know yet, that assassinated Charlie Kirk. They're no different. Now, you look at that, you'll think, oh, this guy deserved what he got, right? No. If those people had love and not hate, as long as they was not physically damaged or attacked by the scooter or the guy, they would just let the guy pass right on through because they would understand the spirit that's driving him and is not him, and it wasn't from God. But they act like wild animals fighting this guy. And so there's not, because no light came through the people up there fighting, this guy going to think what he did was right. He's going to get a thrill from it. Hate making the point he did it to make them mad. Absolutely. He did it for the thrill. And they all became, as my producer said, a vessel for Satan. Each one of those that attacked this guy that's driving through the thing. It's all evil. But if you don't see what the thoughts are making you do, telling you about this, the guy driving through him, attack him. Jesus said to pray for him, not attack him. But pray for him. God doesn't judge him because God knows it's not him. It's evil spirit driving him in the same way the evil spirit drove those people to attack him. But you take sides and you won't see what happened. But if you can see it without taken being for or against it, you will understand what's going on. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And your nature must be born again of God's nature, which is good. Human nature is evil. It doesn't matter what side you think you are. It's amazing, huh? It's no different, really, than the assassin who assassinated Charlie. Our battle is not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see the fleshly body fighting because you can't see what's driving the body. If you understand what drives you, it'll help you understand what's driving others, and you'll see what's driving them. There's no love in those people that attacked the guy that was driving through on the scooter. That was not a demonstration of love. That was a demonstration of hate. And there's no justification but that. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Marcus out of Virginia. Maurice, I keep calling him Marcus. Marcus. What's up? Maurice out of Virginia, thank you for holding.
That's my good bet, because I thought Derek was Hank when I called.
That's right. What the?
Yeah, I get that all the time. Yeah. But back, I think we had then Jehovah Witness thing in the afterlife, they just gonna rest. They think this is heaven and hell while they're living here, and then afterlife they just gonna rest until whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And then they also believe Jesus too, but then, you know, the Christians now, Jesus is God, and you know, the signs all in people's yard, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it's like, what about God?
Yeah. That's why when your parents and others start to teach you, you forget mm-hmm. the truth. And then once you start to wake up, you have to unlearn everything that you've been taught, because you realize you've been taught to die and not to live. It's crazy how that is, Maurice.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And last I just want a lot of other shows and stuff are saying, finally speaking out, saying there's good versus evil, instead of, you know, this party or that party, gray areas. And it was never a gray area. It was always good versus evil.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad what you've been saying the past years and so, that's what it's been from the beginning, and that's what it's always been to the end.
Yes. There's no gray. It's either, you're either on with evil or good. There's no gray, no in between or anything. It's either good or evil. You want one or the other. Amazing.
And that's my mistake. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Maurice. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chats.
Over on the punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska says, good morning, everyone. I hope they catch the shooter who killed Charlie Kirk. Really enjoy watching the way he talked with college students and learned from listening to him debating.
One thing I appreciated about his debating style, which I didn't know until this happened, and I saw a CMO clip, is that when he go out on these debate things or speaking events, he want to hear from the people who disagree with him.
Yep.
He invite them, hey, okay, let's hear it out. You don't see many people who are willing to do that. So right on for him on that, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim in Alaska.
Yeah,
Aries
thank
1.
You, Jim.
Today is a day that the Lord has made. Says Aries
this
1.
Is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
That's so white.
It is.
That is so white. Blushing. Oh, you know what to do with it.
Brooke says, thank you, Jesse. Coffee emoji. Thank you, Brooke.
Oh, thank you.
She says, hate.
Amazing.
Hate can't beat truth in a debate, so hate does what hate does.
Yep. It really does. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry says, I will no longer be known as Uncle Ruckus. Formerly known as Uncle Ruckus. That's Larry. It's a sad day for freedom of speech. The devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Charlie.
May his soul rest in peace. Thank you. Amazing.
On Rumble, Pastor Chatelet. Step one, everyone I don't like is a Nazi. Step two, it's okay to punch a Nazi. Step three, punch a Nazi. That's why we're here.
What's a Nazi?
This is what the liberals say, punch Nazis.
Oh.
It was a meme that went viral amidst Trump's inauguration.
I know they call Trump that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Remember Richard Spencer, who was on your show years back?
Yeah. How is Richard now? What's Richard up to?
He's still kicking. He was like a Joe Biden supporter last I heard.
Oh, yeah?
But he
enjoyed talking to him.
He was out in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, and some Antifa guy, I don't think he was ever identified, went and clocked him, punched him in the head.
Amazing.
And they called him a Nazi, so the liberals said it's okay to punch Nazis.
That's insane. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. That's insane. That's evil. Thank you.
On Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony says, good morning, JLP Show, BBTT. Bible, Bible, Thumper Thursday.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Bible nice. Thumper quotes in fortune cookies. Ah, so.
Right on. Thank you. Nice.
Fazul, I've concluded these orcs won't stop. Protect family and property. Watch your six. You're back. Know your exits. Be unafraid and resolute.
No, it's not. It's insane what's happening. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Thank you.
Blast Radius says the Democrats' response to both the train incident, you know, the stabbing of the Ukrainian girl, and Kirk's death tells you a lot about which side is truly evil and which side should remain out of power for at least 20 years.
Forever.
Yeah.
Really. Thank you.
Charlie's, Larry, formerly known as Uncle Ruckus, Charlie's wife and kids were in the crowd watching, says he. I knew that they were there. I hadn't heard that they were watching, but
I heard that they were there too. I didn't know that, but I heard that they were there. If they were there and they were watching that, can you think of a trauma that must be to see that happen to your parent, and especially your father, any parent really, but especially your father, and in this woman case, her husband. That is mind blowing to me. Thank you.
Blunt wit. Speak up, but don't lash out. Follow his example of graceful determination, and may it expose the demons in those around us. American flag, calm and calculated, says Blunt Wit.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kale, what do you think of the people who put the video up? You know, the video of the assassination.
Oh, that's a good question. Because I hadn't thought anything of them.
Well, I definitely did.
What did you think?
I thought that they should have put a warning thing, especially of the one that was up close. I don't know. Some may have, but Derek, your producer, he's black. He was reacting to it, and I said, yeah, I saw Hassan Piker, your former Fallen State guest, react to it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, my gosh, he's dead. I can't believe I saw that. And Derek convinced me to watch it. Like I used to watch ISIS videos, but I stopped.
Yeah.
And it was, that image kept coming to my mind even this morning when I woke up. And I thought about the wife and kids.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, he's gone now from them.
Yeah. I was, now that you mentioned that and the super chatter mentioned it.
Yeah.
When I saw it, it was just shocking to see that. But I didn't get all stuck in my head about it. And I know you would if you live in your thought like that. You would.
Yep.
It would just replay and replay in your mind. So I didn't get that. So I think that's why I didn't think much about it.
Nice.
Or the people who put it up. But I do know, I realized when I saw it, even when I saw the young lady that was stabbed, the Ukrainian girl, I know that. And then when I saw the media, they showed it and they blurred out, just, you know, what happened, right?
Yeah.
In both cases, they blurred it out. So I could be wrong. I may change my mind on this. And I could be wrong. And I'm saying loud, I could be wrong. I think it's better to see it than not see it. Because when you really see the damage that evil people are doing to one another, I think it may have a greater impact. mm-hmm. in that it makes you want to examine yourself. It makes you want to stop doing that kind of stuff. If you see the, because to see Charlie's hands go up, his head went back, and
yeah.
blood just came out like that, it wouldn't have had the same impact had I not seen it.
Right.
Had I just heard about it.
It's a tool for evil or good, I think, because it can play over in your mind and mess with you and you go crazy.
But if you're not of your mind, you can't go crazy because you're already crazy anyway, right? It
Indeed.
Just adds to the craziness.
Indeed.
It just gives you more reason for Satan to operate on you and make you more lunatic.
It should be out and available yeah. to be seen.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But it shouldn't yeah. be I don't think it should be exploited
for
views.
They should shock you with it.
Yeah.
No, it should be used for a thrill, that's for sure.
Right.
And you're right if you're saying that. Most people use that for a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Really. They love shocking people. They want you to go to their channel and get views and all that. That's the wrong reason to do it.
Right.
That's not the right reason, for sure. Darius said he saw it as a journalist.
Yeah. That's how I...
What?
That was my impression of him watching it.
Oh, he saw it as journalistic.
Right. Nice.
Amazing. And he black. And he's my producer.
He's from Memphis, so he's used to this type of inhuman violence.
Because he black?
Inhumane violence.
Is that because you're saying it because he black?
Black in Memphis.
You think all black is used to black crime?
All the ones from the murder capitals of the world.
He called you racist.
Yes. Larry says,
thank you.
Charlie once said, if abortion isn't murder, then why, if you kill a pregnant woman, is it double homicide?
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely. Amazing.
YB or City Fred says, college ruined my daughter.
Yeah. College doesn't help you. It destroys you. It makes you think you're smart when you're really dumb. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, three coffees. A biblical question suggestion came to my mind this morning. Are you ready? Little smile emoji. Blushing. Can a man truly say he is free? Are you really? And yes, that includes women too.
Oh, amazing. Nice biblical question. I'll hold on to that. Thank you.
Fendi bought a coffee, dividing the races with lies instead of uniting them with truth. Tony from California.
No, boy, Tony. I'm surprised Tony haven't called. But he doesn't know yet if the person that assassinated Charlie, he doesn't know if he's black or white yet. He's waiting to see.
Why are these white people?
Jesse, why are these white people killing? Amazing. Thank you.
KB in Ohio, three coffees. Jesse, I'm part of Charlie Kirk's TPUSA family, Turning Point.
Uh-huh.
We're a minority branch called Blexit. We go into urban communities, black areas, try to instill conservative values to help rebuild the family. Our hearts are broken. Charlie was the nicest guy, wanted the best for all of America. He will be missed. Broken heart emoji. Yeah. We love you, Charlie.
Yeah, may his soul rest in peace. Thank you. I wish you guys well, too. Now that he's gone, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that organization. Because a lot of time when the head of a group like that unfortunately die, whatever, I don't know about unfortunately, but die, the organization tend to fall apart. So I hope someone can keep it going. Amazing. Thank you.
Christian, Jesse, what do you suggest to the man and woman who thinks like Charlie? I'm one of them. And how not to feel anger in my heart?
Well, you got to forgive. You got to overcome the spirit of anger by forgiving. Forgive your mother, forgive your father, and God will forgive you. And then he would take the spirit of anger away from you, and you would no longer feel that. That's the only way out. You got to forgive. Before you enter into the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of heaven, which is within and above, you must forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry.
I wish you well, by the way.
They took a prophet that truly loved America, says Larry.
Amazing. Thank you, Larry. May his soul rest in peace.
He gives a follow-up. I know we shouldn't act like the left with violence and burn cities down, but how much more can the right wing take before we push back, he asks.
But acting that way, though, is not pushing back. It's just two devils fighting. That's not how you push back. You push back by not hating them, knowing that they're asleep and they know not what they do, and the light will give you the right way to fight evil. It will fight for you, really. But if you react in the way that those people are at that visual, it's the same spirit. It's still evil. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Kevin, the first black man to go to college, the man killed him. The man is keeping only you down. Movie, Don't Be a Menace. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. Only 31, American flag emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And to remind you before the show ends, you wanted to answer Keith's question.
Yes.
Let me just double check. Okay, well, anyway, Keith's question, in seeing how evil I am, should I just be okay with it and keep living or do something about it? And he just said that the answer was revealed as he was asking. I haven't seen or noticed whether he answered.
Okay, but Keith, I still want to know what was revealed to you as you were asking the question. But no, you had to overcome evil. And then if you felt evil toward the assassin, then evil's in you. Be glad to see it, and it'll be taken away from you. There's never, ever, ever, but never, ever, in any situation, there's never a reason to be angry. Never. There's never a reason to be angry. Anger is evil. Thank you.
Thank you,
Keith.
Keith, yeah. Cloud Bops with a controller that's a personified emoji. Very nice.
Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. We will get to the rest of them. Let me go to Sean out of Florida. Sean, you are on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to put my little two cents in.
Yes.
With a little biblical analogy. But
are you a follower or leader?
Can you be both? Can you be both? Can a person be both?
I can't respond until Sunday. Which one are you? Are you both or are you one?
I think I can be both. You know how they say each one teach one.
Uh-huh.
Like you can be blessed with. People can, everybody has a gift or whatever their gift is, no matter whether they think it's important or significant or not significant. Each one, teach one makes you, you got to become a follower of Christ, but you can also, he can make you a leader in your gift.
Amazing. Very interesting, Sean.
Well, thank you.
And I'll put you remind me so much of my Aunt Uta. I don't know what to do. You sound so much like Uta. It's hard for me to believe that you're not. Are you sure you're not Uta?
I'm not Uta. But she sounds like a sweet person. I love that name.
And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
But you said some interesting things. Okay, I got to put this to you. You know, like in Ephesians, I think it's 4:26.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you even made the mention of emotional anger. You described the type of, you said categorize the anger. You said emotional anger.
Yes.
And I know when you can get an emotional anger, I know you're getting that, you can do wrong when you're in that state.
Yes.
But now, Ephesians 4:26 says, be ye angry and sin not. So
yeah.
I think that's what it's talking about, emotional anger, where it's validating a human emotion like sadness or anger. A husband can get angry at his wife. A wife can get angry at her children. Parents can get angry. But it's a type of emotion that has to be done in a constructive way. Because, like you said, emotional anger, I think that's what it means.
Such a good point. Real anger is righteous anger. Is non-emotional. You don't feel anything at all. That's righteous anger. Human anger, which is evil of the devil, is emotional. You feel something.
Right. Because then it does go on to say in that verse, Ephesians 4:26-7, you've given place to the devil.
Sean, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. Hold on.
Okay.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live Stretch Off on fuel.net, and I'll be back in a moment. Quick moment to your calls and super chats. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, They have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. I've always wanted to learn piano. I love the way a piano sounds. I've always wanted to play one. I have one, but I just haven't taken the time to learn to play. I wonder, before I leave this earth, will I learn to play it? I don't know. The Hake Report is coming up right at the top of this hour, right after my show, Monday through Friday, The Hake. And you don't want to miss it. He's on fire. The guy with the good hair. TheHakeReport.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby on fire, energy given to him by God. And he called that energy life. Life. That's what the energy of God is life. It's life. Amazing, huh? From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. All right? And I want to get you some calls and super chats, so no more announcement for now. I do want to encourage you. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. I do want to tell you from Deuteronomy 31:6. This is so deep, really, and it works if you let it work for you. It will reward you. You will get the prize if you do what it tells you to do. But you got to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to get the prize. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong. Stand firm. Fear no evil. Do not be afraid of them. For Yahweh, your God, is going with you. He will not fail you or desert you. That's so deep. And I can hear your mind right now thinking he means physical. You're thinking physical. Right now you're thinking physical. Be strong. Stand firm. You're thinking physical. He means watch the hell that's in you, the thoughts and emotions. Do nothing about them, and they will be taken away from you. He's with you. He will reward you. You will get the prize if you were to be strong and stand firm, no matter what comes after you in your mind or someone else trying to hurt you or whatever, leave you or don't want to play with you anymore, whatever. You be strong. You stand firm. You have no fear. Do not be afraid of them. Meaning, don't be afraid of the evil spirit that lives in you and lives in other people. Evil has no power. It has no authority. And he's going to be with you. He's with you. And he will not fail you or desert you. But you got to let that happen. If you try to fight evil back in your own mind, in that emotion, or in someone else, you will not get the prize. And all people, until you start to really work, you don't trust God. Because the first thing you do is try to fight back. You react. And Isaiah 41:10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be alarmed, for I am your God. I give you strength. Truly I help you. Truly I hold you firm with my saving right hand. Don't be afraid. He got you. But if you don't stay present with him, you're not going to get that prize. You're not going to be rewarded. If you live in your imagination, thinking about the past or the future, living in darkness and not walking in the light, you're not going to get the prize. If you don't remember to stay present, eternal life is right here, right now, all the time in the right now. It's not in tomorrow. It's not in yesterday. That's time. There's no time in eternal life. So I want to encourage you. Our theme this year is to stay present, and you will get the prize. I remember once I did an experiment. I had a friend of mine to walk from one room to another, upstairs to downstairs. I was like, just stay present from there to there. They couldn't even do it. They got to the kitchen. Oh, you want some coffee? I was like, what? Satan told them, there's coffee in the microwave. Ask him, does he want coffee? I was like, what the? Stay present. Practice being present. The greatest sin is to forget to be present. Pray without ceasing. I want to go back to Sean out of Florida. Sean, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to make a comment about the piano. You say you want to learn about this.
Yes.
Just go ahead and do it. I've always wanted to learn the piano and the saxophone.
Have you learned either one?
No, I'm in the same position you are. Wonder if I live with you.
I believe somewhere in the Bible it says to just do it. Don't think about it. Do it. Do what's in front of you to do it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
If I just went on and did it, I would have learned to play already.
Yeah, and you still can. You still can.
Yes.
It's learning how to read at 99 years old.
I know. What a mess.
Now, the sensitive and hot topic, but sensitive topic of the young woman who was that happened on the bus
with Charlotte, North Carolina, Ukrainian girl.
Yes, and I'm sorry to hear about that. And but I didn't know who Charlie Kirk was, until this particular incident had occurred.
Yes,
and you did say something about learning to agree to disagree. So one person could have an opinion about something, another one could have another opinion.
Right.
That's how I take it to mean. But you shouldn't.
Well, what it hate is, when I debate people and talk to people on the show or anywhere, I neither agree or disagree with them. They say what they say, I say what I say. But I neither disagree or disagree. I neither agree nor disagree. That way, I don't have to get emotional about it. I don't have to try to prove anything. You say what you want to say. I say what I say.
Uh-huh.
So that's why God said we must overcome words. We must live not agreeing or disagreeing with it.
Right. And so I had never heard of him. I'm sorry. I think he got someone had. He had a tragedy too. Also, I'm sorry for what happened to him.
Yes.
Now I did get to hear him. That's when I first heard Charlie Kirk. I never heard of him, but through this incident with the young woman from Ukraine, and I happened to hear something that I wasn't looking for, but it just brought to me the significance of words. Like you say, when he was reporting, I know Charlie Kirk, he wasn't a professional journalist, a professional reporter. And, when we're talking about anger or something like that, emotional anger, when he was, communicating himself to another person on the his platform, he said something, he kind of like, the way he said it, okay, he And right after I heard him communicate about the incident, then I got onto a professional news platform where the reporter was saying things like, she said things like the suspect or the this, or the assailant or this. Charlie Kirk, him not being a professional journalist, he's been, and you could turn it to the end if he said the black criminal and the white woman. Now, we all know these are phrases and terminology that kind of like stirs up.
Yeah.
It can agitate people.
Yeah.
And if a deranged person, whether he be black or white or red or yellow, if a deranged person hears that type of, and they get emotional, angry over, you know, a report that's not, the words are important. So I said, well, the way that was reported, some people who may not be in the right mind, or they could hear that and act out in a certain way. And so I just heard the way that it should be reported. And everybody should be mindful of that now because, you know, the same incident happened in Canada. And neither person was black, neither person was American in whatever country that it represents. But there was an incident in that happened in our neighbor, Canada, on a bus. It was a charter bus where the man was attacked while he was sleeping.
Amazing.
On the bus.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was beheaded. He was beheaded.
Wow.
So people can Google that too. He was beheaded sleeping on the bus, and it was like a charter bus, a travel bus. And and I hear this incident here that have happened in America with this man. I've just used general words like he was a deranged individual, whatever he was, but it was a wicked act. And I think we can all come together with, you know, strategies for safety and, you know, people who are repeat offenders, that you don't get the privilege, you know, get the privilege to ride public transportation in the way that you have to have private transportation.
Amazing.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to be careful, like you say.
We got to open up your word, Aunt Uda.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to run because of time. Okay. I got so many people that I want to get to.
Okay.
But,
okay. Well, it's good talking
thank
to you.
It's good to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm going to come and visit you down in Georgia, Aunt Uda.
I'm Florida. I'm going to hold you to it.
<All right.
laughs> Okay. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
I'm still listening to you, Joe. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay,
do you listen to the Hake Report?
I sure do, and I have called.
Oh, okay.
And he's got an interesting platform, and, you know, very welcoming for you to share what your opinion.
Yeah. And how about the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby?
I don't know what the name of the other show was, but it was a young man. He was given a by raising children, like getting the right woman to raise your children. You know, it was an interesting topic.
Yeah,
his
show it comes on right after the Hake Report.
Okay, I don't know. I don't remember the name of his platform, but right. He had a very interesting topic about getting the right woman to have children with.
When you get married, when you get a wild hair, just stay there, and you'll be able to hear his show.
Okay, I sure will. All right, well, y'all have a good day then.
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Am I right now? What?
You're a lot better now. Thanks.
Well, the mic need to move, or I need to move?
Both. Yeah, now you're good.
Nick didn't see it?
No, now you're going too far. That's good.
All right.
Good enough.
Am I fine right here, Anchor Baby?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
The Hitchhiker gave a super chat, no message.
Thank you.
And a follow-up saying, Jay, is tolerance a Christian virtue/value? God bless.
When you have no anger, you have nothing but patience. And tolerant, it's tolerance sound like you're putting up with something that you hate, but you really don't want to put up with it. But when you have no anger, you have nothing but patience and nothing can get to you. So you're not tolerating anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hitchhiker. Commander Kim on Rumble. Time to riot and get me some shoes and she.
No.
Never mind. We so white. Rest in peace, Charlie.
Yeah, don't go riding, Kim. Thank you.
Another Kim bought three coffees. Jesse, I first want to say thank you so much for the message you deliver. It has helped me tremendously.
Right on.
Also want to inform you, when I do go in and out of thoughts, sometimes I find myself going back to those old habits of hell. Physically get a pain in my stomach. Don't think about it or anything. Just happens. That's when I realize I'm back in hell. Is this normal?
Absolutely. It's a normal, abnormal. And you're going back in and out like because you've been living that way all your life. You so identify with it. Just come back to present, and eventually you'll find yourself staying present more than you're going unconscious. And then you can practice coming present. Eventually it will be all present and no unconsciousness. Thank you.
Someone bought a very generous 10 coffees for Charlie. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, A Psalm of Life. And I'll read just the beginning. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. The soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. And it goes on.
Beautiful. Hey, send me that.
Okay.
I'd like to read it.
Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Five coffees from Eugene. I would always stand by you, Jesse, and I'm white.
Thank you, see you there. In your face. What's that woman's name?
Bella from San Diego, California.
In your face, Bella from San Diego.
Tanya over on X, watching live.
Thank you.
At least earlier. Should our church leaders talk about the assassination on Sunday?
Yes, in the right way, absolutely. As long as they talk about it, where it can make you free but not make you angry. Amazing. Thank you.
And Wilson on X, Shooter was most definitely a beta.
Beta, for sure. A cowardly beta, too.
Fazul, but skilled in an evil way. Anyway, Fazul, Congress Democrats booed at the moment of silence for Charlie, says Fazul.
Evil. They have no love. Amazing.
Amidst that whole situation. Yeah. Commander Kim on Rumble 24 years later and still Building 7 didn't kill itself. We will never forget.
Amazing. What's Building 7?
It's a reference to a building that got destroyed, I say, by collateral damage from the towers going down. It was a building kind of neighboring it.
Oh.
And it went down too. And there's a conspiracy theory that it's falling was a sign that it was just a demolition job and something, something.
Amazing. Thank you.
Did Hank say hullabaloo? Asks Dolphin Spirit 22.
Amazing.
I did indeed. That was my mother talking.
Thank you. Hold it for there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
y'all. We'll get back to it in a minute. I want to get to some more calls here. Fine. Let me go to the first time caller out of New Hampshire. John. John, you are on the air. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
My question. One thing I've been thinking about since Charlie was killed is that Charlie held the...
John, are you on a speaker or something?
No. Can you hear a fan in the background?
No, it's like... get out of the fan.
All right. See if I can turn that off. Is that better?
Stay close to your phone. Oops. What's that racket? Yeah, just stay close to your phone and stay on regular phone.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the question I have is that, well, since Charlie more or less held as basically the leadership position of the young moderate right, what do you think is going to happen now that that leadership position has effectively been ripped away and there's a very massive power gap?
That's a good question, John. I was wondering that, too. I may have even mentioned it earlier. A lot of times when heads of groups like that aspire, then if the group disappear. So maybe, and I don't know what's going to happen, of course, I have a way to see, but maybe somebody was close enough to him that they could just take over and continue to run it, but a lot of time, it doesn't work that way, so I have to wait and see.
Real. Thank you.
Yeah, because maybe somebody that really was close to Charlie and they knew him and they knew how he liked to organize things and get things going, maybe they'll do that.
Well, I mean, my biggest concern is that he had a very young audience.
Yeah.
And for a young audience to grapple with effectively.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, right, he's been going for like 5-10 years. Most of his audience has effectively aged with him.
Yeah.
And to have Hornaway may create extreme radicalization. And yeah, that's what I'm mostly concerned for.
Yeah, we'll see what happened, man. I definitely wish him well with that. I hope somebody, well, hopefully somebody will be able to carry it on to do it.
Hopefully.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Oh, amazing. I'm not dying, but if I should die, Hake going to run the barn. Is that right, Hake?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you laughing? Oscar is the first time caller out of London. Oscar, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay.
I can't even
can you hear me now?
I can't even hear you asking me if I can hear you.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you, Jesse.
It's good to have you on, buddy. Thank you.
I actually came to your church service a couple of years ago in 2023.
Oh, yeah?
Me and some friends from Europe. I don't know if you would remember, but yeah, it was quite it was
never
quite
ask a black man if you remember. That's cool, though. But speak right into speak right into your phone. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, sure. First, I want to say, before I get to my kind of question, I wanted just to say thank you because I forgave my parents 5 years ago, and it really changed my life. And
right
I had a very bumpy relationship with them, and I guess more than the forgiveness is doing the silent prayer very consistently, especially in the last couple of years. It's really changed my life, you know, and my parents and me, we have a really good time together, and it wasn't like that for a long time.
Right on.
So yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you about help. Well, I wanted to get your opinion, obviously, about choosing what to do with making babies, basically, because I have like a strong desire, like I really want to, you know, make some babies, and I'm keen to get started. Like I feel very ready, and I really want to do it. And I have a lot of options of girls, to be honest with you, and very very nice ones. You know, I'm not talking like some girls that you would be undesirable or unpleasant girls. You know, very nice girls, and they would make great babies, right? And I just feel like I don't know. It's not clear to me if I want to pick one of these girls, basically, and I'm wondering if you think that there is a right way or a good way to have babies with several girls as opposed to just picking one, you know, from your perspective.
That's an interesting question. Number one, don't want for that. Don't want it because if you do, you're going to pick it and you're going to get the wrong girl and you're going to make babies and you'll be miserable because you would have made them your God and it won't work out. You shouldn't be wanting for that. It should happen naturally. The only thing you're supposed to want for, we as human beings, the only thing we should want for is the truth, and then the truth will add to you what you need and should have in life. Because you want that, you're even thinking about making it with two or three other, you know, two or three women. That's because the want for it is wrong. Don't want for that. Only want for the truth.
Okay.
Why do you want to make babies?
It's fun, you know. I have a little brother, and I feel like I have a great time with my little brother, and I feel like he's kind of like not like my son, right? But like I think it would be a similar feeling, and I really enjoy that feeling. It's very fun.
Yeah, well, that's why I get rid of that feeling because it will make you it will cause you to make the wrong decision, and having your children will not be like your little brother. Believe me.
Okay, why not?
Because you're doing it to fulfill an emptiness. You're doing it to thinking that somehow or another it's going to bring you peace, and it won't. But if you just want for the truth only and nothing, put no other God before that, it will be fine. If you get married, have children, it'll be perfect. But if you don't, it won't be perfect. It'll be problems.
So you think
the women that you're thinking are good, they are not good. There's no such thing as a good woman.
Yeah, I guess what I meant is they're not like hoes or whatever word you want to use. I don't know what word I can use on the
internet. I know, but they may not be sluts, but they're still not they're still not good.
Right. Okay.
So drop all that and just put the truth first and seek that. And it'll add the right woman to you. You'll be able to make babies, and it'll be perfect if it's meant to be. I promise you.
Okay. And do you think you can? You think there's ever a way that you can be with God and have multiple baby mothers, or is that it's not aligned?
No, that's not possible.
Okay.
God will only give you one baby mama, one wife.
What if she, if you had one kid and she passed away tragically, then you would never have another one?
Well, never do ifs. Always have a way to see.
Okay.
All right. I got to run because of time. Call me again. Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone 15 coffees. Very generous. No message. Thank you.
Adam
bought a coffee. What's crazy is my first reaction seeing Charlie, I thought it was pretty wild. Then right after, I couldn't help but think of myself, if I became unconscious and I ever let evil take over, I'll just be just like the shooter.
Yeah.
Wonder why I didn't instantly think of that myself.
But now you did, so don't worry about it. Just practice being conscious, and you will.
Roy, Jesse, I was on the gun range when I found out Charlie was shot. One of my fellow officers told me. My initial thought, same as when I found out Trump got shot. I was hoping for the best for Charlie, but it was not to be.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure where I'll go when I die, but right. I'm willing to bet Charlie is with the Father, says Roy.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Juliana, why do I get emotional watching movies or TV, but rarely in everyday life? I don't feel emotional about Charlie dying. But I teared up watching someone else cry about it on TV.
Because you go into your head. That's why. Only reason. But if you have felt something for Charlie, watching Charlie die like that, just don't identify. Let the tears come and let them go. Don't identify with the tears. Don't get all emotional for a thrill, for identity. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Kayla, Jesse, I'm stunned by the evil in America and around me. Yeah. So grateful that I have no hate and wish them well. It's so sad. So grateful for the real man leading with light at Bond. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Stay with it.
And we'll have to read all of your 9/11 and Charlie Kirk and the other super chats tomorrow, guys. Thank you all.
Hake is coming up now. Thank you for your super chat. We will finish the one we didn't get to tomorrow. The Lord will let us greet the right. Call us. I can't take you by. Amazing. I made it.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond